Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. The San Antonio Spurs steamroll the Miami Heat in the NBA playoffs last night. What an unbelievable game. A 111-92 victory. They retake home court advantage. Spurs scored 71 in the first half, shot 75% from the floor, blew out the Heat on Miami's own floor. San Antonio had scoring spurts of 12-2 in the first quarter and 14-2 in the second quarter. They withstood a second-half comeback by Miami. Kawhi Leonard, 19 points first half for the Spurs. He was a catalyst in that victory. San Antonio leads that series 2-1. The New York Knickerbockers, 12 hours after they hire their head coach, Derek Fisher, go back to L.A. and take Lakers assistant Kurt Rambis to be his right-hand man. Lakers still looking for a head coach. Second interview with Byron Scott, former Lakers star, former head coach New Jersey and the Cleveland Cavaliers. NHL hockey, the L.A. Kings go for the sweep of the New York Rangers. Game 4 Stanley Cup Finals tonight at Madison Square Garden. Kings lead that series 3-0. Rangers in a state of shell shock, having blown 2-0 leads twice in this playoff series and then losing at home at the Garden. Florida Panthers looking for a head coach, talking to Dan Bylsma, who was just fired last week as coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Major League Baseball, Padres lose to the Philadelphia Phillies last night. Marlon Byrd with a 3-run home run on a sacrifice fly. Phillies scored 4 runs in the fourth against Ian Kennedy. Padres have lost 13 of their last 20. They were held to just 5 hits in the game. Tonight, Tyson Ross tries to stop the bleeding, but he goes against Phillies ace Cole Hamels. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Inquirer insulted the Padres yesterday, saying that San Diego's taken losing to a new inept level. They say if the Padres continue to hit this way, it'll be the third lowest all-time batting average in baseball history. The all-time lowest is a .207 batting average back in 1889 by the then Washington Senators. Dodgers beat the Cincinnati Reds last night. Adrian Gonzalez has had a really bad slump, had a couple of base hits. Angels went 14. They beat the Oakland Athletics in that ball game last night, 2-1. Meanwhile, other marquee games on the baseball schedule last night, Giants lost to Washington. Doug Fister's 7 shutout innings. The Nats have won 7 of their last 8, most of them on the road. Paul Goldschmidt with a home run. Arizona knocks out Atlanta. The Diamondbacks fighting to save Kirk Gibson's job have won 6 of their last 8. Anthony Rizzo, a home run and a couple of doubles. The Cubs keep winning. How, I don't know. They beat Pittsburgh. Atlanta, slugfest win over Colorado. This is vintage Coors Field baseball. 13-10, the Braves win. Scored 7 in the first and had to hold on. Rockies are falling apart with injuries. They've lost 11 of their last 12. Mets beat Milwaukee, snapping a 6-game losing streak. St. Louis takes out Tampa Bay. It's awful for the Rays. They've been shut out 3 games in a row, have not scored a run in the last 28. Tampa has lost 14 of its last 15 games. Terribly sad note in baseball, Bob Welch, legendary Dodger and Oakland A's pitcher, has passed away of a heart attack at the age of 57. He was an instructor in the Athletics minor league organization. And baseball has suspended controversial and hot-headed Baltimore third baseman Manny Machado, 5-game suspension for going to the mound to start an incident and then throwing his bat in another game this past weekend against Oakland. Terrible siege of injuries in Colorado. The Rockies have now lost Michael Kadire, their power-hitting outfielder, with a fractured shoulder. Carlos Gonzalez has just undergone surgery. They found a tumor in his injured finger. And Ed Butler, their first-round draft pick pitcher, has gone on the DL after 1 start because of shoulder problems. Arizona's lost veteran third baseman Eric Chavez, may have torn cartilage in his knee. And Pirates workman second baseman, their power hitter Neil Walker, goes on the DL, emergency appendectomy. NFL football, Chargers wrapping up their OTA workouts. Mike McCoy has a meltdown on the field. The Charger coach reads his team the riot act because of poor practice habits and then insinuated their practice habits are the reason they got knocked out of a Denver Bronco playoff game last season. Chargers are upset at the national media for reporting that story. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, talking about his NFL suspension, says addiction to painkillers is indeed a sickness. He says it's a genetic inheritance problem that he got from his father and his grandfather. He says he still needs painkillers to help with back and hip injuries, but he's under a doctor who's monitoring him. A jury in Florida has found a gang member guilty of being the ringleader of a group that tried to rob and then eventually killed Washington Redskins safety Sean Taylor. The gunman's already been sentenced to 57 years in prison. The ringleader could get that sentence, too. Trouble in Kansas City. Starting cornerback Sean Smith arrested on a DUI. Sad story with the Houston Texans. Dave Quisenberry, San Diego native, kid played at San Jose State, leaves the team. He's been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's going to sit out the entire season. And Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton is furious at his Super Bowl committee in that state and really upset at NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell after a 153-page report got public in which it showed the NFL asking for all types of freebies to put the Super Bowl in the new Metrodome. Included 35,000 free parking spaces, 25 free billboards, all ticket revenue would go to the NFL, and free presidential suite hotel rooms in all the top hotels. The committee caved in and gave it to the NFL. Horribly sad story, Olympic swimmer Amy Van Dyken has a severed spine after an ATV accident in Arizona. She is a six-time Olympic gold medalist. Team USA soccer team practiced in 104-degree heat yesterday in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Americans open World Cup soccer play. Their first game is Monday. The tournament itself opens on Thursday when Brazil tangles with Croatia. And the BBC is reporting that a Chicago syndicate has now proposed to host the America's Cup yacht races on Lake Michigan. The only other cities that are bidding are Freeport, Bermuda, and San Diego. The San Francisco Yacht Club is out of the running. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.